Jeremiah chapter 46. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations. About Egypt. Concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was camped by the Euphrates River at Carchemish. Now King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon defeated this army in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. Prepare your buckler and shield, and get ready for battle. Harness the horses, and mount your steeds. Take your position with your helmets, sharpen your spears, put on your armor. What do I see? They are terrified and retreating. Their warriors are defeated and quickly fleeing without looking back. Terror is on every side, says the Lord. Even the quickest cannot get away, nor can the mighty warrior escape. In the north, by the Euphrates River, they have stumbled and fallen. Who is this that rises up like the Nile, like rivers whose flooding waters surge? Egypt rises up like the Nile, like the floodwaters of surging rivers. He says, I will rise up. I will cover the earth. I will destroy cities and their inhabitants. Go ahead, you horses, and charge, you chariots. Let the warriors move out, Cush and Put, that carry the shields, and the soldiers of Lydia skilled with the bow. For this is the day of the Lord of hosts, a day of vengeance that he will avenge himself on his enemies. The sword will devour until it is satisfied. It will drink its fill of their blood. For the Lord of hosts, holds a sacrifice in the north country by the Euphrates River. Go up into Gilead and get medicinal balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt. It is worthless to use so many medicines, for there is no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your outcry. One mighty warrior has stumbled over another. They both are fallen together. The word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would come and attack the land of Egypt. Announce it in Egypt, and proclaim it in Migdal, and declare it in Memphis and Tophonus. Take your position and prepare for battle. The sword will devour those around you. Why are your soldiers lying face down? They cannot stand. Because I, the Lord, have knocked them down. They will make many stumble. Yes, they will fall on top of one another. They will say, Get up. Let's go back to our own people and to the land of our birth, away from the sword of the oppressor. Call Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, a blustery noise, who has missed his opportunity. As surely as I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord of hosts, a conqueror is coming, as impressive as Mount Tabor among the mountains, and as Carmel by the sea. Pack your bags for deportation, O daughter who lives in Egypt, for Memphis will become a wasteland, and a ruin without inhabitant. Egypt is a beautiful heifer, but a horsefly is coming from the north. It is coming. All her mercenaries in her midst are like fattened calves. They, too, will turn and run. They will not stand their ground, for the day of their disaster is come on them, the time of their punishment. Egypt's sound will be like a serpent slithering away, for the enemy troops march in and come against her with axes. Like those who chop down trees, they will cut down her forest, says the Lord, though it is impenetrable, because they are more numerous than locusts, absolutely innumerable. The daughter of Egypt will be put to shame. She will be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, Look, I will punish Ammon, the god of Thebes, Pharaoh and Egypt, along with her gods and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. I will deliver them into the hand of those who seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and his army. Afterward, however, Egypt will be inhabited, as in the days of old, says the Lord. O Jacob, my servant, do not be afraid, or troubled, O Israel, for I will save you from distant lands, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. Jacob will return, and will be quiet and relaxed, and no one will make them afraid. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you, for I will totally destroy all the nations where I have driven you. But I will not totally destroy you, but I will discipline you fairly, and I will by no means let you go unpunished. Jeremiah chapter 46.